Sound point three.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
The Chour links the marketplace with Bridge Street. And in front of us, you can see the portico of what used to be the Baptist Church. The church sold out to a national supermarket in the late 50s, early 60s. I think the supermarket was called Fine Fair. And one of the conditions of them building was that they retained the portico. And I recall, just after the supermarket had been opened, walking around here with a friend of mine and asking him what he thought of the new building. And he took one look at it and said, well, of course, what they've done is they've gone from worshipping God to worshipping gammon. On your right-hand side was W.H. Smith's. On the left, there was a door leading to some offices occupied by the Independent Order of Buffaloes, a friendly society. And on the corner in front of us, on our left, was the very well-known local man, Rocky Leach, with his sweet shop, an absolutely beautiful shop.
Looking across at the columns of the old Baptist church, and to the left used to be two pubs. There was the Catherine Wheel and the White Hart. The Catherine Wheel, it was a beautiful, quite ornate building. One portion of it was occupied by a firm of solicitors. It was Fairfax Barfield. At that time, I had to deliver all the mail in the town by hand, and I would come down here and deliver. I don't think the White Hart was quite so posh. And then, looking further to the left, there was the headquarters of Hunt Edmonds Brewers. My sister used to work for them. And she often said that there were as many places to sell beer in Banbury as there were days in the year.
With your back towards the Baptist Church, you look up and you'll see many really big arched windows. This was the wonderful flat that was provided for the manager, W.H. Smith's. I started working there when I was 19, shop assistant. In those days, you did a lot of running around. There's a lovely shop. The whole place was shiny. It went right from the front, right the way back to the lower half of the building. I used to dress all the windows but one, and that was the book window, which the librarian, who was a bit haughty, she liked to do. To get to one of them, you had to stand on a nasty wooden board that, when lifted up, took you down into the cellar. In the cellar, the paper boys had their area, but through a little bit further, we had the maps of the fields. So if a farmer came in and said he wanted a map of his field, and the manager used to say, go down and make sure we haven't got one first before you order it. And I hated that because it was spooky down there.
I can remember when I first started work, I worked for a solicitor's office, so I used to walk down, and Barclays would be one of my ports of call. And next door to Barclays is still remaining the facade of what used to be the Baptist Chapel. To the left was the first supermarket I can remember in Banbury, which was Fine Fair, and that's where most of the people did their big shopping, because it was the only supermarket in Banbury at that time. So that would have been, 66.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!